I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, this is Robert Reese, and I am with Clive McLean, my co-host on Inside the Brand. Welcome Paul Block, Chief Executive Officer of Marisant Worldwide. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be on the show today.
So Marisant, Paul, has a lot of brands, including heavy hitters like Equal. How do you define the Marisant brand experience?
Well, I would say the brand experience for Equal, which, you know, our consumers relate to mostly, is a great sweet-tasting zero-calorie product that they use in their coffee or they apply it topically to some of their food products. I think their experience really is high quality, a brand they know and trust, and a good value. I think, you know, Equal in particular has enjoyed a long history and a very solid heritage, and I think that reinforces their experience over time. The brand and product has been in the market since the early 1970s. You know, there's another brand we have that's called Purevia. Purevia is a new segment of all-natural zero-calorie, and it's only been in the market for 1 or 2 years. However, I think, you know, although the experience is new for consumers, I think it's one that they relate to because it's on many Pepsi products, and it's in several of their beverages, I think, which brings immediate credibility to the consumer. And I think their experience is a little different on Purevia. It brings a younger profile with more energy. So That's how I would classify, I think, those two brands in terms of general experience.
That's interesting. I'm going to ask you in a few minutes about something called creative dissension, but I see that Clive right now has you have a question. So, Clive, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick one on the Purevia. How did that, that's an all-natural zero-calorie sweetener. How did that come about within your company?
Well, it came about in two ways, both from a product formulation perspective and a brand perspective. And the product is derived from the stevia plant, and stevia has been around for hundreds, if not thousands, of years as a sweetener. I think it started in China, in fact, and was used to sweeten various foods and beverages. But we worked hard to get the FDA no objection, which basically allows us to go to market and to market and promote the product. Now, it wasn't only us. There were other companies involved. But we were really the first to file and the first to file with the FDA and get the no objection so we could go to market. So as a product, it really came about as a new way to sweeten and a way to sweeten that's all natural but also zero calorie. And it's very interesting from a brand standpoint how Purevia came about. We originally had a brand called Sweet Simplicity, but we later partnered with Pepsi. And Pepsi said, you know, we want to work with you on a brand that we both can co-own. And Sweet Simplicity sounds a little bit more like candy. And we want to do something younger, a little more progressive and cutting edge. And we worked together and we both identified this name called Purevia.
What a great story. Paul, there's a lot of development in the private label space out there. How has Marisant and particularly your brands like Equal, you know, compete? How do you compete against these?
Well, private label products in CPG certainly have grown. They represent anywhere from 15 to 30% of market share, depending on the area of the world you do business. In the U.S., it tends to be between 15 and 20. In Europe, it tends to be a little bit bigger portion, between 25 to 30. Private label has certainly been more successful, and they've been successful because they've really increased the quality of their products, and they provided them to the consumer at a great value. And what we've done is we've really worked with the paradigm shift that retailers have basically developed, and that's that manufacturers producing brands can also produce private label, and we've taken advantage of that. And those who have taken advantage of it and work with retailers in both areas have had great benefits, where you go from providing brands and being seen as just a supplier to providing private label and really being a partner. And so we've stepped up our participation in private label, and it's helped our brands greatly.
This is Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. Today, we are with Paul Block, CEO of Marisant. Inside the Brand is sponsored by Euro RSCG. And a quick question, you mentioned topically. I use Equal in my coffee and everything. What do people use it on topically? I never thought of that. It's a smart idea.
Well, fruit, oatmeal in the morning. Just think of the various items, grapefruit, that you might want to sprinkle a sweetener on. It's certainly used as a topical sweetener, and it's also used with some limitation. The different products have different application in cooking and baking.
Okay, that's a good answer. Now, I do want to ask you, we only have a couple minutes left and a few questions. Quickly, creative dissension, brilliant idea that you actually taught me about.
Well, I break it down in two parts, the creative part and the dissension. And I think the creative dissension, I say, is the best means to invention. Why? I think the creative portion refers to the ideation of possibility. You know, and I'm a firm believer that standing in the result of what's possible is the most powerful way to move a brand or a business to success. And that involves the distinction of a vision versus envisioning. I think vision, most CEOs talk about vision or the vision thing, and vision tends to focus on what you want to be. And I think envisioning focuses on viewing the result as already being achieved. So in one way, you're looking forward in the visioning way in a traditional linear fashion, and in envisioning or in possibility and creating possibility, you're looking back in a non-linear fashion. So it's really the difference between seeing it in fuzzy black and white or really envisioning a dynamic color on HDTV.
There you go. I see, Clive, you have another question.
Yeah, quick one, last one for you here, Paul. What's the role of consumer engagement or customer engagement in terms of the cultivation of your brands like Equal?
Well, I think consumer engagement is critical. I think I learned that at Miller Brewing Company, where I was involved in event marketing. And when you're at a specific event or you're doing something that relates to something a consumer is very focused on, you can get more penetration. I'll give you one specific example on Equal. Many diabetics use Equal product. And we're involved with Kingsbrook Jewish Medical Center, which is a pioneer in diabetes. And they have an outreach program that goes to the community, educates diabetics, and helps them bring solutions to their diabetic issues. We partner with them. We engage with them at the consumer level, in the marketplace, with the issues that are most concerning to consumers. And I think that helps endear your brand to the end user in the most powerful fashion.
Okay. Well, that is a fascinating story. It is a pleasure having you, Paul Block, on the CEO Show. Great co-hosting with you, Clive. This is Robert Reese. We are talking on Inside the Brand, and this is part of the CEO Show. You can listen more or watch more at insidethebrand.com. And just remember creative dissension and remember consumer engagement. Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Brand managers are literally putting their marketing dollars in the wrong place, in the store. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. 78% of purchase decisions used to be made at point of sale. Now, 75% are decided even before entering a store. Yet this year, manufacturers will donate $20 billion in shopper marketing funds for programs the retailer controls. It's time to redefine shopper marketing. It's not just in-store, it's reaching shoppers at every stage, from online research to the moment they buy. That means engaging with them on their terms across multiple channels. The insights you get make your next touchpoints even more personal, and your customer returns the favor by recruiting others to your brand. That's the new shopper marketing. To find out more, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.